time I discuss about devotion and devotion, how much can go up to the mercy of Radharani. But here is one question. The devotion and emotion, we heard so many things about that spiritual world. We heard so many, we read so many books, spiritual books, and there we have got some knowledge, and we cannot wait for that, and immediately we want to start our practicing life. And if we will do that, mostly it will go to the emotional portion. Actually, devotion and emotion necessary to differentiate. Otherwise, we will be cheated. And Sri Saraswati Thakur said, the character of the devotion, very nicely expressed, we should always be ready to serve according to the desire of the master. Then it will be devotion. It is not for us to offer to the master anything according to our own taste, which may not have his approval. And our this material situation, because it is not so clean, then we always will depend upon approval of spiritual master. He is the fountainhead of all potency. He is the predominating agent, and we are the predominated agents. We have no other duty but to attend to the wishes of the master. We need not restrict him. He is the proprietor of everything, and everything is within his range. We need not put him under the control of some restriction, as if he is nature's product, and nature is not one of his products. We should always abide by the rules of civil discipline. Otherwise, some restlessness or disturbance may arise in society. We are to remember such maxims as, do unto others what you wish others to do unto you. In the transactions with our friends, but the cause is different in our relation to the Absolute. The Absolute lays claim to everything as proprietor, and therefore all properties are meant for his service only, and not for the service of anyone else. Since we are dependent, we should be restricted in every way. But we need not for this reason try to put restrictions on the master. We have got some independence, but that independence should not be indulged in such a way as to restrict the master. We are always some definite things for our purpose, whereas he has said overall. So we must not think of him as we do about his created beings. When the Absolute wants something, we are normally bound to offer our services to him and to attend to his needs. If he thinks that he is the husband, all should be his wives. to the taste of her husband. She should apparel herself in such a way as to please her master. We are not to think that Godhead should be dominated agent to serve our purpose. We cannot lord it over him. We are not allowed to do so. We are incapable to doing so. Being small, we have not the power to have him as our dependent. We ought not to think that he should be our parent and servant, as we find our worldly parents doing from the beginning of our lives. We should serve and worship Bala Krishna, child Krishna, and his parents. I need not go through and read so many religious books for the amelioration of any troubles. Let persons who are too much afraid of worldly troubles read the Vedas. I do not think that the pessimistic trend of my mind should engage me in reading these books. These are lifeless transactions. I want a living thing. I see that Nanda, as father, has got the privilege of nurturing and fostering child Krishna from the very beginning. So it is better for me that I should have Nanda as my preceptor instead of all these books. The child Krishna is found to be crawling in the corridor of Nanda's house. I am also going to worship him as his parent servitor. Therefore, the parent servitor should be my preceptor. I should not ask him to be my friend. But instead, I should befriend him. I should render my services to him as a friend. I should also like to be done as his confidential friend and not a revengeful friend. Flatterers are used to flattering their masters, posing themselves as friends. I should not be his flattering friend. I should like to be his confidential friend. I won't hesitate to offer him any food which I have already tasted before to see whether it is relishable or not. If I find the food to be nice, then only shall I place it before the Supreme Lord. Whereas our reverential friend would not allow such conduct which is quite contrary to ideas of the reverential worshippers of the Lord. But Sri Krishna Chaitanya has told us that we should be his confidential friend instead of posing ourselves as friends in a reverential mood. The reverential mood puts a sort of screen before us. The Absolute has the right to receive the different services rendered by his servitors. The Lord says he is ever ready to receive service from his servitors in whatever manner that it is offered. Ordinary people do not understand what religion is. Most people enjoy the case of service. The exception being the school of devotion. Impersonalists want to merge in the personality of Godhead. Others think that they can get rid of all miseries by annihilating their individual personality. The worshippers of many gods think that they will, in the long run, reach a state where there is no manifestive or designative features. Devotees refer to such persons as non-devotees, atheists and skeptics. There are also persons who try to elevate themselves by their own endeavors. They declare they have got a definite object for which they work. Otherwise, they would be called frantic or mad people. They are always earners or contractors and do their work in order to get something in return. Then we must try to differentiate wisely and try to realize about our devotion and emotion. Then devotion will help us if we are submissive to our Lord, submissive to our Master. Devotion always will help us. In the scripture said, devotion giving devotion, bhaktya samjataya bhaktya. We not to be afraid, but must be careful. Then we not will lose one moment for the emotion. Tears can come through the service of Krishna. That's also be restricted by the devotees, because there also our realization will be pointed. It is devotion or emotion. This way, if we will try, the Saraswati Thakur was said, we can get that proper devotion and devotional activity and service to the Lord under guidance of our Divine Master. Jai Gurudev.